Good afternoon. I'll call the meeting to order for the property committee. Madam Clerk, could you please take the roll?
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
I'm here.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Jung. Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Green.
Here.
Director Nguyen. Director Nguyen.
Here.
You. Director Amezcua.
Present.
Director Tran.
Here.
Wigand.
Here.
Director Bilodeau.
I'm here observing, and I'll be there in person in about 5 minutes.
Great, thank you. You do have a quorum.
Oh, we may have the meeting over in 4 minutes.
I will, if we could please now ascertain if there are any items received too late to be agendized.
There are none.
There are none. Thank you very much. And we'll next go to our visitor participation, and not seeing anyone else here in our meeting room that is a member of the public. Are there any members of the public online that would like to speak to the committee? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to our next item, which is the consent calendar. Is there a motion on the consent calendar?
Move it.
We have Director Green moving it right on. And then we have a second for that?
Second.
We have a second. Thank you, Director Meeks. So please take the roll.
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Thank you. Great. Next is our informational items, and we have a report on our first Anaheim Lake House. Anaheim, yes. Lake House, right?
Yes, Director Sheldon.
Yeah, we had a project called Lake House over near the Bureau of Space in Anaheim Bay.
Yes, similar. Not similar.
Different lake house.
Different lake house.
A different kind of house.
So as some of you may be aware, maybe not aware.
Go ahead and share your screen.
Oh, it's not shared.
Let me ask you, I think this is of interest to Director Bilodeau. Maybe we should pause this one and maybe go to the next one and wait for him to get here. You know, if I could.
I'm pulling in the parking lot.
Would you like us to wait for 2 minutes? Or
yeah, if you don't mind, it might just be easier.
Okay, could we just have a motion to hold this off and have a report on item number 4, please?
You don't need a motion.
Okay, then.
You don't need a motion.
Well, I'm just trying to give deference to my fellow directors here and, you know, let them have the power. So, okay, well, we're just going to load it up here for a minute while you're...
Why don't you go ahead and start item 4 and
okay, just... Okay, then could you just please modify the item number 4, please?
Yes, Director Sheldon.
Thank you.
This is a quarterly report, so it's not going to take too long.
Right.
Quarterly report ending September 30th, 2025. The district had a decrease year over year in the third quarter, roughly around 20%. Nothing to be alarmed at. This 20% decrease was due to the fact that last year, the Aqua Park paid their rent in its entirety. So we took that last year and recorded in the third quarter last year. Additionally, there's some early rent payments for Microhawk Shooting Enterprises. So when you combine all those payments, it does equal around the $119,000 that you're seeing there. So that's the reason for that decrease. There's one other thing to point out. The Aqua Park also had a decrease in the admissions revenue for the year. So a couple of the committee may recall that they were shut down for approximately 2 months during the peak season due to the permitting issues with the city. That's since been resolved. So hopefully next year they'll be back up and running and the admissions revenues will increase. Outside of that, there are no new renewals for the next 2 quarters. All licensees, lessees are in full compliance in terms of their agreements, and the general manager has not issued any license agreements in the third quarter. So that is my brief quarterly report, rent report.
All right.
Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions on this report? I just had a question. I thought.
Sure.
I wonder if we contemplated how much we could be significantly increasing these leases by if we were to run the recreation at the Anaheim Bay project?
We have not.
Okay, I was just curious. That would be an interesting thought.
Something we could review.
Great, thank you. I know it would be a significant increase in revenue potentially to the district. Okay.
Just one quick
Yes, yes.
The water park.
Yes.
It's too late in the season to open up now, right?
Yes. So if we close September 30th, that's typically when he does close his observations. And they have a peak season from April to late September. And if he doesn't, according to Mr. Wabaduski, if they don't run in the summer, that's when they make the majority of their revenue. And unfortunately, due to some issues with the permitting, they couldn't.
Does he open in May or June?
They open April.
April.
Yeah.
So he'll be up and running with no issue at this point.
Correct. Correct. And the last few years, they've been going in an upward trajectory with revenue. So they've been actually increasing emissions. So if he people.
But his issue is resolved, though. Like,
correct.
No more.
As far as we know, it's resolved, the permitting.
Is he going to just give up his date prior to opening in case?
We can ask. I can ask.
I would just send him a note and be like, hey, you good? Just before you start the season. And
absolutely.
Not come to us and say what his problem is. And I think we have people here that can.
Yes,
or held it. At least
we're going to do that.
Yes, yes.
I like your summary report.
Oh, thank you.
It's really nice.
It's very good.
Thank you.
Okay. I believe we can now go back to our Anaheim Lake House information.
Hey, again, I'll start with the Anaheim Lake House. Let me see, can we get rid of it? So, as many of you are aware, the district does own a house, which is currently vacant at 3435 East Miraloma Avenue, in the city of Anaheim. The house itself sits right off of Miraloma on the south end of Anaheim Lake. And this map, you can see, I've incorporated some easements that we're aware of in the area as well, so you get an idea of what's out there. That black line is a pipeline that wraps around the entire Anaheim Lake that's owned by the city of Anaheim. The easement is owned by Anaheim. And so it's a permanent easement, so there's nothing we can do with that. So that's just something to be aware of.
Yes. What's in the easement?
It's for all the wells, that's Anaheim City wells that surround. You can see these numbers here, 826, 827, 855, wrapped around.
And it currently conveys water?
Yeah, there's five wells, and all the water goes over to their PFAS treatment plant on the east side of the...
Okay, great. Thank you. I didn't know if it was an active easement or active use of the easement.
So back to the house. The house, it's a small house, approximately 1,400 square feet. Built in around 1958-1959. So the house was originally built by the district for caretaker residents at Anaheim Lake. At the time, it was called Krill Basin. Most recently, Corona Recreation, who leases Warner Basin, they used it for storage from 2006 to 2020. They did have a lease with the district for that. So that was the most recent use. So again, it's been vacant since 2020. So staff, we did have a home inspection done on the house. Now, the report shows extensive remediation. This includes high levels of mold throughout the house, so remediation would also be needed. Along with that report came a repair estimate. Now, this repair estimate came out to $130,000, but I think we all think that this is likely understated, and it would need a lot more to repair once you get through the walls. As far as zoning for the house, so it's currently zoned DA6 open space water, as is many of our district properties. Under DA6, no residential uses are allowed and commercial uses are limited. We did find out that residential use may be allowed as a non-conforming use, only if the property's last permitted use was residential. So staff and city building division, we went back and forth trying to find some documents on that, some permits. Fortunately, we could find none. So with that said, the city has provided some guidance. So without any documentation on the house, the structure is treated as new construction. So that means we have to follow, any future use must comply with DA6 current zoning and building codes. So the city did mention that public agency use may allow for greater flexibility. So should the district decide to go that route, we may have some more options there. And finally, private use and commercial use must align with all DA6 permitted uses. So staff, we came up with three potential options for the house. One is to repair and lease the house under a DA6 proposed use. Some of those uses that we picked were low-impact recreation, automotive parking, caretaker unit, as was the original use, and an R&D facility. Some conditional uses include animal boarding and grooming, warehousing and storage, wholesaling, plant nurseries, and surprisingly, restaurants are allowed. The second potential option would just be to demolish the house, remove the structure completely, landscape it, and perhaps create some base and support features for Anaheim Lake. And the third potential option is requesting a variance or zoning change with the city. So this obviously would be the most time-consuming option and rather difficult, but would allow the district to use the house for something that's not listed under DA6. So some potential next steps. So with what the city has said, we need to clarify and intend to use to guide a path forward. And if we once use is established by the district, the city has said we need to initiate a project evaluation permit. Now, this process would start at around $355. It's a nominal fee. But along with that permit process, the city would inspect the house, confirm building code and zoning compliance, and, of course, incorporate any required permits that are necessary. And finally, they would tell us if there is any structures that need to be removed from the premises. So at this point, that is conclusion.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Dr. Billard.
Oh, well, thank you. So I have toured the house in person. It's been probably 2 years now since I've done that. And I did ask the staff to bring this forward because we need to address this in terms of what we're going to do with this structure because it continues to deteriorate. As you all know, a single-family home in Orange County in this area probably can't touch one for less than $850,000, $900,000. So to me, the demolition of it, I think, should be the sort of the last resort, maybe where we end up. I was a little taken aback by the city's contention that there was no building permits and such when they provided utility service to the structure for decades. And I don't know if maybe, do you know if this thing was built, unincorporated, or was it in the city at that point?
Yeah, it was in the city.
Okay.
1958.
Yeah, I just don't see how Anaheim Public Utilities would have been providing gas, water, electric service to it if it wasn't permitted. But I do know that as a water district, if we use the structure for water uses, we're largely exempt from the local rules. I encourage everyone to go and visit it in person. Especially Director Boots, so that we can get a handle on the direction we want to go in with this structure. And that's really all I have to say, Mr. Chairman.
I have a couple questions. Are there any other questions from the committee?
I just kind of have a comment. One of the things that seems to be missing from the options is their potential revenue. I mean, so if we go with repair it and rent it as a house, what is that revenue as opposed to repair it or try to lease it for a commercial use, dog boarding, whatever? And then part of that lease requires the tenant to do the tenant improvements. So I think there needs to be some financial basis for us to make this decision, at least estimates.
Yes, Director Meeks, we could work on that and try to figure out some potential revenue streams or how much that would cost, estimates that would bring in.
Did you have the size of the parcel? Is it a separate legal parcel or is it part of a larger parcel?
It's So Anaheim Lake is made up, I believe, of three or four separate parcels. I do have
one that sits on.
Yes, just
yeah. The house is 1,400 square feet, but how big is the lot?
Right. Just. Oops. What happened there? I'll just go right.
Your phone,
right there.
That's a big parcel.
So the house is right in this area, right here. And so, as you can see, the Anaheim Lake is made up of pretty large parcels here.
Can you go larger so we can see like the parking lot and the house and all that? They're like a lot larger. Go to Google Earth so we can see it. I mean, there's a parking lot there that I don't. That was it's kind of some interim construction parking for things. But there's a isn't there a parking lot right next to it?
It's right here. Yeah,
right.
Parking lot's right along this.
It's bigger than one like 5,000 square foot lot. It's quite. It has size to it. There's a lot there.
Yes. Yeah. So this area was is part of Warner Corona Recreation's lease as an alternate premises when Warner Basin is cleaned, and they haven't done that in a while. I think for over a decade. But right. But so right here these are some it's a tackle shop, I believe, around Corona Recreation and parking here.
A former tackle shop.
Former tackle shop, correct.
Could you go to a larger view on that or somehow go to or pull up Google Earth or okay. It's a little better. So
the parking would be right here.
I mean the it kind of goes all the way down to the entrance. What's if you go to the entrance on the right, they're off the street. Where do you, right there? Okay. And to the right of that, what's the green?
That's just, I believe, trees right here. Yeah. Nothing of.
And I think it was a temporary, like, kind of construction, whatever it's that, what appears to be a vehicle or a.
Right. Staff.
The little thing, like, we're
right
there.
Here.
Yeah. That. Right. Do we know what that is?
It's a City of Anaheim well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
The house. Point out the house again.
The house is right here.
Okay. And the only like interference on that is that pipeline, the water pipe.
Correct.
Where's that at?
Runs along right here, this main okay. road, and it wraps around.
And that could be scooched over, not too expensively, but it's. What would that mean? It's in dirt. It's not in the street.
Right. It is a permanent easement.
I'm sure we work. They're a amicable, collaborative city to work with, so we can do something. I'm not suggesting. I'm just saying it's just not stuck there. It's not like it's, you know, stuck there. But it's a nice sized parcel, right? Everybody, it's a potential commercial parcel, you know.
I should also add that I believe Mr. Elliott. Doesn't intend to ever occupy this again because I think the tackle shop has been vandalized. You know, somebody went in and ripped out all the copper and things like that. And then also, I don't think he doesn't have an ABC permit to sell beer at this location. He has one at the other lake. And so I think it impacts his revenue stream when he has to move over here. So I think he does not want to ever move over here again. And he was those.
Yeah, did you know how often we have water and the floods? It has water in it. Everything I've been by there, the Anaheim Lake is not full.
Now? Springtime, it'll be filled up with
filled
water.
Up.
Yeah. By the end of the summer, we could be emptying it to prepare it for the winter. You want to have it clean and empty going into the winter.
So is it the first... alternative we have to Warner Basin when there's a heavy rain, what it is?
Yeah.
It's the first alternative. Okay, got it.
That's yeah.
And that's another conversation I know.
When we're emptying the dam.
Right.
Yeah, we need Anaheim.
Right. No, I'm not suggesting doing anything. I'm just wondering if there's water. I mean, so now you've got water in it for 50% of the year.
Yeah, we could go back and look at what the percentage is, but it might be a little higher. But if we're buying imported water, we would also could put imported water in there.
We could put an attractive fence and make it a well leased out storage, a storage yard. What's the acreage we think of all that strip right there?
You don't have Google Earth here ready, do you?
I do not.
Okay.
I can.
Okay. All right.
That's all right. It's over an acre.
We could.
It's clearly like it's over an acre.
Yeah, you can just safely assume that it's over an acre.
At least. So, can you tell how long the strip, just the feet?
So here's the house starts right here. And
anything to guide how far? Because that
ends about right here.
I mean, that's probably an 80 or 100 foot right away for the road, so you can, for the sidewalk. All right. Anyway, it's good. It's good size.
You can go back to the second slide presentation.
Sure. Second slide.
Now, yeah. Director Meeks.
This is a better.
Yeah, just to.
Oh, sorry. Director Meeks.
Yes.
Hi, Director Meeks. I mean, what's your thought on the city allowing a commercial or a light industrial use on it?
I don't think the city would be, our zoning would be the roadblock. I think clearly the utilities is going to want to have
right
unrestricted access to their wells and not move a well and do all that. You know, it's in a commercial area, so having a commercial use, I don't think is a problem. I as a OCWD director, I would be thoughtful about future use, future needs for this property and access to the lakes. And do you want to have a big building across it, or do you want to have a commercial use that's easier to get rid of in the future if you find a need for it, because it is difficult to reacquire property if you find needs in the future.
Right. I don't think anyone would even suggest relocating a well. And like a storage yard that's well-fenced would be what you just described.
Yeah. No, and I don't think that's a problem. We don't have any residential around here that it would impact. It's all commercial use. Like I said, I think we need to kind of have some ballpark estimates on what the revenue is for different options versus what the cost is of, you know, if it uses the building, rehabbing the building and getting all the mold out of it. And is it worth it? Or do you do a storage facility and they bring in some sort of, you know, trailer type housing for whatever office space they need?
Or well, for that, you could probably use it.
I mean, you could do like RV storage or something like that. You know, I mean, that's, people are always looking for that sort of thing and have a little office there. And I mean, I don't know how many RVs it fits on there, but something like that is really low impact and, you know, needed in some areas.
And we're thinking, there we go. Maybe we could call Voight, what they think the value can be.
Yes, absolutely. Get Voight involved.
Great. Any other comments, questions? I think it's good. Good. Director Miller, thank you for bringing this item to our greater attention.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think most people knew we owned a single family home.
I was aware of it.
It does need a lot of work, though. And it has had some vandalism. And the roof leaks.
Thank you. Okay, great. Well, seeing no other further questions and some directions, we're kind of clear on to come back to us next meeting.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, we'll prepare a bigger map with clearly delineate the obstructions and make where the area is available for use. And
thanks. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Daniel. Great. All right. I think we've done item number four, so we'll go to item number five, which is to discuss what items to put on the consent agenda, as I believe. So we would put the consent agenda on the consent agenda, and that would be the only one. And I think we'll move on to any staff, any director, or any comments. Yes, director comments. Any director comments we'd like to provide? Any staff comments to provide?
Great. Nothing to report.
Okay, nothing then. With all that, we're adjourned. Thank you.